WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Horacio Mendez is president and chief executive officer of the Woodstock Institute. It's a Chicago-based nonprofit research and policy organization focused on fair lending, wealth creation, and financial reform. Mendez has a different kind of background. WBEZ's Natalie Moore sat down with him.
How does a banker end up at the helm of a nonprofit organization fighting for social justice policies?
If I had $500 every time somebody would ask me that question, we would probably be in a lot better financial condition. It's not as outlandish as it may initially sound. There are a lot of people within the financial industry and financial institutions that do this work. I would probably hazard a guess that 90% of the people that play that role are frustrated. They want to do more. They want to help more. They want to find a way for their bank to be able to have a better outcome in some communities that are typically disinvested or ignored or not properly served. And I felt that a lot of the things that we were doing and that our industry does, for the most part, ends up being a very well-funded application of bandages versus really digging into what's causing the need for the philanthropy or the subsidy. And I never really had the ability to dig into trying to figure out how to heal these wounds. And I realized that I couldn't do it within the industry, that I needed to make a shift and kind of switch sides a little bit.
You came to Woodstock Institute during the pandemic. What have you been able to accomplish so far?
Much more than I would have ever imagined. So we have the Predatory Loan Prevention Act and the Illinois Community Reinvestment Act, two of the four pillars, I believe, of the Illinois General Assembly's Black Caucus Economic Justice Strategy. Just a couple of weeks ago, we marked the one-year anniversary of both of those bills getting signed. And overnight, Illinois went from one of the lower-performing consumer protection states to the highest. And I'm really proud of the coalition that came together to be able to make that happen. I mean, I almost feel like I need to retire. You know, I was able to get that done with a great team and a great set of funders in my first year. And now, what do you do from there? But unfortunately, I'm also starting to realize that getting a bill signed by the governor doesn't necessarily mean that the job is done. And there are a lot of interests that want to see these bills watered down.
Well, before you decide to retire, what is on the current policy agenda to reduce the racial wealth gap?
Well, on our agenda is really understanding much more the granularity behind the mortgage process. Generational wealth, for the most part, has been created through the ability to purchase property. And for a large portion of society, that was not obtainable. And we are paying the price of over a century of affirmative action for whites. And we need to be able to understand how the machinery works, from realtors to appraisers to the originators to the secondary market, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, what role they play, and whether or not the infrastructure is equitable. Identify those points along the process where disparate impact or discrimination can happen, and try to figure out, is it a legislative fix? Do we need to pass more laws? Are there industry best practices that can be reevaluated, things like FICO scores or debt-to-income ratio or all these other definitions that some dude 70 years ago came up with a number and we're still living with it now? Does it still make sense? Can we embrace the process of creative destruction?
That was the head of the Woodstock Institute, Horacio Mendez, speaking with WBEZ's Natalie Moore. This is WBEZ.